Lesson 7F. People Power.
In March 2015, a British man went to a gig in London. He liked the music and he began to dance. Because he was a large man, other people noticed his dancing. A few of them laughed and took photos of him. When the man saw their reaction, he stopped dancing and looked sad. A few days later, the photos appeared on a well-known internet forum. There were comments about the man's dancing, and some of the comments were very unkind. The man was a victim of cyberbullying. But that wasn't the end of the story. It was only the beginning. A group of people on social media, including an American writer called Cassandra Fairbanks, were angry about the cyberbullying. They wanted to help the man. They decided to have a huge party for him in California. But they didn't know who he was. However, it quickly became a viral story, and Twitter users started a hashtag campaign, hashtag FindDancingMan. After one day, they found him. Sean O'Brien was his name. He was originally from Liverpool, but lived in London. Cassandra Fairbanks and her friends on social media began to organize the party for Sean in Los Angeles. They also set up an online fundraising page to pay for Sean's ticket to the USA. This quickly raised more than $20,000. They gave the extra money to anti-bullying charities. By this time, the story of Dancing Man was well known. When Sean opened his own Twitter account, @DancingManFound, he quickly got more than 80,000 followers. Celebrities offered to help with the party, and American TV shows wanted to speak to Sean. The party took place at a nightclub in Hollywood in May 2015. About 1,000 people were there, and they danced to music from celebrity DJ Moby. Afterwards, Sean said, "It was the best night of my life." But it was just part of an amazing weekend in the USA. Before the party, he appeared on the Today Show, one of the most popular shows on American TV. On the show, he danced with Meghan Trainor. The day after the party, he threw the first ball of an important baseball match. So, in the end, a story about cyberbullying became a story about kindness. It really shows the power of people, said Cassandra Fairbanks.